I do represent the nation, if you will. I speak about, you know, what's happening across the country, but I live in New Jersey. I've lived here for many, many years and worked in New Jersey for a number of years. And it is both concerning, and it is frustrating. For so many reasons, because most of the crashes that are happening out there that are resulting in serious injury and death are very, very much preventable. There's often a behavioral element associated with these crashes, and you look at, you know, the causation factors, that if we took a step back and assessed what we were doing before we got behind the wheel and made some better choices, they might very likely not have resulted in a crash at all, or if the crash did occur, maybe not as severe, resulting in death.
Are we talking about distracted driving? Are we talking about driving under the influence? Has there been any impact on traffic safety after the legalization of marijuana in New Jersey?
Well, I think all of the above is the best way to answer that question. When we look at causation factors, what's really interesting is for a number of years, and this was happening when I was running the New Jersey Highway Safety Office, distraction was often the number one factor. And when we think about distraction, it's not just cell phones. It's a whole variety of things. And when law enforcement checks the box on the crash report that says there was a distraction involved, it could be a variety of things. But what we're seeing is a significant uptick in impairment, impairment caused by alcohol and other substances, including cannabis and illegal and legal substances, people mixing a variety of things and getting behind the wheel. And we need folks to understand that, you know, impairment isn't just alcohol anymore. We've seen this huge increase in drug-related crashes. And the legalization of cannabis is concerning.
Pam, we had heard that traffic fatalities went up during the pandemic. What we saw in 2022, is that still a result of driving behaviors during the pandemic?
I think the short answer is yes. We still feel the impacts of the pandemic, for sure, and it's continuing. I'm hopeful that, you know, as we continue, hopefully, to come out of this pandemic, we're in this endemic stage, if you will, and people are doing what they need to do to protect themselves from a health standpoint, that they will begin to think again about what am I doing out there on the road, and what should I be doing to protect myself and to protect others.